What are the main challenges with moving from product to product and services?
So first off, you're absolutely right. What we did is, you know, traditionally Dell was a hardware company, right? We sold, you know, laptops, desktops, servers, etc. And, you know, in the last 2.5 years or so, we've done about 28 acquisitions in total. And we've moved to a wonderful end-to-end solution architecture company where we still have, obviously, our traditional hardware. We have servers, storage, network, software. We sell software as a service. Yes. We have cloud offerings, et cetera. So we've actually built a wonderfully robust end-to-end solutions company. From an IT perspective, which I assume is kind of your question, the challenge that's posed me is we've had a wonderful set of systems that supported our CTO, our configure-to-order business and hardware business, where, as you know, Dell's been a top supply chain company in the world. We were able to fulfill, you know, exactly what our customers wanted, when they wanted, to the specification that they wanted. You know, as Dell has evolved into the solutions company, we've now have an opportunity and a challenge where we have to build processes and systems that support solution selling. So, you know, we sell to customers, you know, their data center gear. We sell services for integration. We sell service storage network. We sell end user computing products. We sell management of these products, et cetera. And all of that coming together implies a base set of systems that need to be developed that handle everything from the sales motion, you know, all the capabilities, the market, the sell, the build, fulfill, and service, if you will. So it's a big challenge for us internally and a great opportunity to build a base of systems and processes that will support the new Dell.
So there's a difference between the types of systems that you had, the ERP with the product numbers and things like that, to where we are. I mean, you described it as subscription models. And
So interestingly, when you're a hardware, a pure, you know, there's a box to affix an asset tag or a SKU to.
Yes.
So we're, you know, within IT, we did a great job and continue to do a really great job of anything that has a SKU or an asset tag, we can, you know, fulfill, process, deliver, et cetera, as we've traditionally done. When you turn into a company as we have, where you're selling software as a service, you're selling services, you're selling subscription billing, you're doing digital entitlements, digital fulfillment, and things like that, that's a whole new set of capabilities that don't have a SKU or an asset tag attached to them, right? They're digital entitlements, they're subscription, they're coterminous, and things like that. So that's the new capabilities that we've had to build out. And by the way, very quickly. Right. So we've looked and processes along that way. So what we've done is Dell has, and I think we're kind of leading edge in this regard, we've established a business architecture team. Our vice chairman, Jeff Clark, and our chief financial officer, Brian Gladden, are the sponsors of this. And they've sponsored an organization called the Business Architecture Team, or a group, which is a virtual group that comes together from all the business units and laid out, give us the blueprint for what needs to happen around organization, around processes, and around technology to support the new Dell that has all of those requirements that I mentioned, which is the digital entitlement, fulfillment, and all the rest.
I see.
And so the business architecture team, of which IT is an integral part, along with other units in the company, comes together and defines those things. So we now, we're a company that's actually moved into the forefront of, it's no longer the business defines and IT executes. We're an integrated group, you know, co-sponsored by the CFO and the vice chairman, that come together, and we treat it with, you know, a lot of the concepts that George Colony talked about here, which is digital first, business technology, not just information technology and things like that, right? And I think, you know, it was really nice validation to be here at, you know, this Forrester event that we sponsored, to see that some of the things that are considered forefront, we've already put in place within our business architecture team.
What is your view of the digital disruption that Forrester is talking about?
So I think they've got, you know, very valid points, right? Obviously, with things like consumerization and mobility, cloud proliferation, plethora of data, where we're now looking at zettabytes worth of data, you know, coming at us, as opposed to gigabytes or petabytes, right? So which is the big data. And then, you know, all of the companies that are going into different spaces, many companies becoming solution providers and that sort of thing. I think all of that coming together, I wholeheartedly agree with a lot of the disruptive technologies and disruptive, strategies that have come into play in the field. So I think they're pretty accurate in their assessments.